Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. The one beautiful advice for today from Shaykh Ibn Atay al-Askandiri rahimullah in his Kitab al-Hikam, Words of Wisdom. He says, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَيَّنْ فَتِحَ لَكَ بَابُ الرَّجَاءِ فَاشْهَدْ مَا مِنْهُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَيَّنْ فَتِحَ لَكَ بَابُ الْخَوْفِ فَاشْهَدْ مَا مِنْكَ إِلَيْهِ. We all know and we have heard many times that al-imanu bayna raja wal khawf. The reality of iman is between hope in the mercy of Allah and fear of rejection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear of the azab of Allah. The reality of faith is in between the two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, Nabi ibadi anni ana al-ghafurur rahim wa anna azabi huwa al-azabul alim. Inform my servants that I am the forgiving, the merciful, and my azab is severe as well. With respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala says, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira. He is a bringer of glad tidings and warnings. Allah is the khaliq of Jannah as well as Jahannam. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ فَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ وَمِنْكُمْ both mu'min and kafir among the ibad. There are two ways Allah has shown us. نَهَدِينَا وَسَبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. The way of gratefulness, the way of ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the condition of the mu'mineen is يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. They invoke their Lord khawfan, fear of rejection, wa tama'an, hope for acceptance. But how do we achieve this balance? So over here, Ibn Atayl al-Askandi rahmatullahi is giving us an exercise, a meditation, a muraqabah, something to contemplate over to create that balance, which is absolutely difficult and a very great challenge for us, how to maintain that balance between the two extremes of hope and fear. Sometimes we become so audacious and we become so fearless and we feel that Jannah is guaranteed for us. We lose all fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we start counting our good deeds, and this is prohibited by Allah ta'ala. وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not declare yourself to be pure. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah knows best who has taqwa and who does not. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَن يَشَاءُ. Look at those people who declare themselves to be pious. And then the other extreme is we lose hope. لَا تَيَزُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. We should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. لَا تَحَقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيَّا. Do not belittle any good deed. So how do we maintain that? That's the actual advice today. He says, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَيَنْفَتِحَ لَكَ بَابُ الرَّجَاءِ. That if you want the door of hope to be opened up for you, فَشْهَدْ مَا مِنْهُ إِلَيْكَ. And then consider all of the blessings that are coming to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَيَنْفَتِحَ لَكَ بَابُ الْخَوْفِ. But on the other hand, if you need to open for yourself the door of fear of Allah, فَاشْهَدْ مَا مِنْكَ إِلَيْهِ. Then consider what is going to him from you. Meaning, he talks about here two different types of muraqabah. One is called the muraqabatu ni'am al-rab, and one is the muraqabatu ma'asi al-abd. One is the muraqabah of the blessings of Allah, and one is the muraqabah in the contemplation or the sins of the servant. So if we are losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we feel despondent, we feel that there's no way out for us, we are so doomed and damned to hellfire because we have committed so many sins, there's no way out for me, I'm lost cause. And if you start feeling that way and depressed, then the way out for that, he tells you, is muraqabatu ni'amillah. Ponder, reflect, contemplate over all the blessings of Allah upon you. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he granted me the kalima of Islam, he made me a Muslim, he made me for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the khair al-umam, and subhanallah, he has given me these worldly blessings, he has given me dini blessings, dunyavi blessings. Why is he going to do that if he wants to punish me? No, of course he will save me. This is called the muraqabatu ni'amillah, contemplating over the blessings of Allah. On the other hand, if a person is becoming so arrogant and careless and is losing fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how does he get out of that state to bring him into the equilibrium in the middle? Is called muraqabatu ma'asil abd. Let him start thinking about all of his own transgressions. Start thinking about all of his sins. Start thinking about the fact that subhanallah, Allah blessed me with the eye, but with this eye I have been looking at haram. Ya'lamu kha'inat al-a'yun. Allah knows what I'm doing with my eye. And with this tongue I have been backbiting. And with these hands I have been earning haram. So when he starts thinking about his sins, that will bring him back in balance. Now instead of saying it very simply that, okay, contemplate the blessings of Allah on one side, and contemplate your sins on the other side, because he is known for his eloquence, his fasaha, and his beautiful way of speaking, that is why he chose these words. to maintain that symmetry in the language. And again, I conclude, he said one more time, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ يَنْفَتِحَ لَكَ بَابُ الرَّجَاءِ, that if you want the door of hope to be opened up for you, فَاشْهَدْ مَا مِنْهُ إِلَيْكَ, then consider what is coming to you from him. And the opposite, وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ يَنْفَتِحَ لَكَ بَابُ الْخَوْفِ, and if you need to open up for yourself the door of fear, فَاشْهَدْ مَا مِنْكَ إِلَيْهِ, then contemplate what is going to him from you. So what is going to him from us is violations upon violations. And what is coming from him to us is blessings upon blessings. If you contemplate both of these things and meditate over these two, then inshallah, we will hopefully achieve the balance which is desired and which is the station of the true mu'min. May Allah Ta'ala grant us that ability. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.